If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this Christmas day. We ask that you lead us to come to understand fully your incarnation in a way that leads us to embrace the love that you came to bring us, the teachings you came to bring us, and the salvation that you suffered for, died, and rose that we may experience. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is indeed Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas to all who are listening, and thank you to all who have been listening over the past years, especially the past year. Thank you for being here on Christmas Day. I'm sure there's other things you could be doing, but you took time out to listen to this program, and thank you for doing that. And especially if you're working right now, you're doing something really special, because whatever it is you're doing something so that others can celebrate Christmas, and you're giving a bit of a sacrifice. And I say that especially, I don't know if there are anyone in this position, but anyone who is engaged in civil service, including those in our military, those in our first responder. Remember, they are protecting us in a very special way, and they are sacrificing their time to be with families, or maybe they took the role that they are doing right now, that people who are listening right now are doing, and others, and they took the role so that others could celebrate with their family. So, very special blessings to all of you who are listening to this program on Christmas morning, and thank you for doing that. Some of you might not be listening to this program. Some of you may have listened to this program on a regular basis, but you're not listening because you're at one of the midnight masses that are going on in the WEZE listening area. And of course, you may hear this at 3 o'clock a.m. You may hear it on the podcast. You may not hear it at all, but blessings to you as well. We don't do at St. Anthony Parish a midnight mass. I don't think I've ever done one, because you have a vigil mass, and midnight mass was always celebrated. The original tradition is because you couldn't have a mass prior to the day, so they had midnight mass, and that's where that comes from. And it was always made very special and everything else. But I don't think I've ever celebrated a midnight mass in the Archdiocese. Well, before I go any further, I also have to explain that I made a mistake. I know you're shocked. I use that expression all the time. But anyway, I know you're shocked. I gave you the wrong readings last week, because last week was the last 8 days before Christmas, and there were specific readings for those days. I've done that in previous years, and somehow, especially because I use the software I used, and so I'm a week ahead of time. So I ended up using the readings for the fourth week of Advent, which doesn't exist this year. So I apologize if you heard the wrong readings last week. But that's all right. They were all accurate, what I was teaching. But we're going to obviously experience the right readings this week, because now, officially, as of midnight of this day, so if you're listening and we're about, we'll say nine, no, that's the wrong clock. I'm looking at it. I don't think I'm 9 minutes in. No, it's 9:40 a.m. We're about, Christmas time and Advent and everything, you tend to get a little worn out. It is now 4 minutes and almost 45 seconds into Christmas Day, if you're listening to the midnight program. And so actually, as you're hearing this, it is Christmas. We are celebrating Christmas, and all the readings from here on in are correct. There is only one choice, except for on Christmas Day. And there are three options. And they are the vigil. Well, I think three of them. There's the vigil, there's the midnight mass, there's the mass at dawn, and then there's the mass during the day. And the reading that I always use is the mass at dawn, because it's focused on the Gospel of John and the first letter of John, both of which have this similar prologue that tell these powerful stories of recognizing that Christ is incarnated, and he's resurrected too, because it's all post all of that, and tells the very powerful story. So this is what we're looking at today. If you look at it, your daily missal, you hear this today at Mass. In the meantime, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. And we'll be right back after I give you this little announcement. And you can use this today at St. Anthony Parish. I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. Now, if you were in the market for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about test driving one, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. There is this idea that you're going to go to church, but you don't want to go to church hands hanging, you know, which means you don't contribute, but you may not be ready to contribute to the parish. Although, remember today at all Catholic parishes in the Archdiocese of Boston, the collection goes to help the infirm and retired priest of the Archdiocese. But if you'd like any other Sunday, you're coming to St. Anthony Parish and you're not ready to contribute, write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, because no other church, or Catholic or otherwise, in the Archdiocese is participating in this. So it only goes for us. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. So come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And we are conveniently located a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So anyway, we're talking about the powerful readings, and the readings today, which are my favorite readings. By the way, exorcists tell me that they are the devil's least favorite readings, which, of course, the devil has no favorite readings in the Bible. So the one he hates the most are 1 John, first chapter of 1 John, and more importantly, the first chapter of John. It's called the Prologue of John, and it talks about this powerful reality of, here you have John writing, telling how excited he was or is about what has happened, that this man, Jesus, has come to give everyone this good news. He died and rose and ascended into heaven, so that now it's the role of the apostles, and then the people listen to the apostles, etc., 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 right down to you, to go out and proclaim this powerful, wonderful good news. This is powerful news. And if you really understand it at its deepest point, at its most common denominator, I always look for that. Or what's the bottom line here? It is that everything is different now. All is changed. So what we celebrate in Christmas is Jesus became incarnated. That's the word. He became flesh, fully human, fully divine, so that he could go out and preach the gospel and teach the gospel and then bring salvation to all. And in doing so, everything is different now. all is changed, all is filled with joy because we see things completely different. And personally, I think we're at a time, I know everyone is looking at all this great disaster that is going on with wars and everything else, and they're saying that the world is in a terrible situation. Yes. But I think we're also on the verge of a whole new understanding of who we are. And if you listen to the program long enough, you know that I am very much in touch with faith and science. And as you know, the reason why I'm not an atheist is because it makes no logical sense to me. And I do believe atheism is flat earth thinking. So in light of that, I think we are on the verge of coming to understand a whole new way of recognizing that God is real and we are created by God. And one of the signs of that, of all things, is what people are talking about now. Could we be close to the end of the world? Well, what's the story that happens in the second coming of Jesus, which is why we celebrate the first coming to recognize the second coming? What's the whole story? Jesus will come in his glory. Why? Because at that point, everyone will recognize that God, in fact, is real. So we recognize that God, in fact, is real, that there is one God, that everything that we've learned from the Jews to the present is going deeper and deeper and deeper, but it is every fundamental truth is all true. But now we have a deeper understanding of it. And as we understand this deeper understanding, it tells us not only who God is, but who we are. And in light of all that, we're seeing this whole process begin with Jesus' incarnation when he came the first time. And now we're looking forward to him coming to the second time. And we can look in expectation and say, what will that bring as well? It's a very powerful experience we're having on this Christmas. And I hope you have a powerful Christmas this day and celebrate this powerful day on Christmas 2023 in the liturgical year of B. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day and we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.